Good morning, everybody. This is Rabbi Yaakov Fish on my weekly podcast, Let There Be Light, with the ongoing mission to discover light in an increasingly dark world. Now, this message is pertinent at all times, but thinking especially as we start celebrating the Chag of Hanukkah, the holiday of Hanukkah, it's especially timely, this idea of discovering light in an increasingly dark world. Now it's important to note that when it comes to the Jewish holidays, the Chagim or the Yom Tovim, however you refer to it, we're not just commemorating events that took place hundreds or even thousands of years ago. Rather, the way we view the holidays, the Moadim, the Moed, as it's referred to in the Torah, is that the days itself have this spiritual energy within them that we're able to tap into to have an elevated experience. So as opposed to just commemorating an act that took place a long time ago, we're actually reliving the experience to a degree, because just as the Maccabees, in this case, were able to tap into the spiritual energy of the time and able to tap into their inner selves and find that resilience to overcome those tremendous challenges at that time, we are able to also have an experience like that. Maybe not exactly, but that's an opportunity for us at least to tap into the spiritual energy at this time of year and have an experience of light amidst the great darkness. So I think it's so important not to lose out on this opportunity, because the act of Hanukkah candles, or lighting the Hanukkah candles rather, or oil, if you light with oil lamps, whatever you light with, is not just an act of just simply lighting a wick or a candle. It's a much larger and deeper message, and that is that there's a certain spiritual energy at this time that we're able to tap into and bring light into the world. And that's what I just want to talk about today, because we're living in increasingly dark times. Things that we took for granted years ago or even last year cannot be taken for granted. Even Hanukkah looks very different this year. We can't have traditional Hanukkah parties due to COVID protocols. Everybody's obviously concerned with a surge in COVID numbers, and that's affecting a lot of things, not least Hanukkah celebrations as well. So I think it's important to reflect on this and think about how we can work on transforming our space that gets threatened with darkness all the time. But how do we have the opportunity to transform our space? When I say transform my space, I mean like this, because we have very little control in the world. We have very little control over things that occur, events. And that's one of the things, again, that this year has taught us, the year of 2020, how little control we have in life. But there's one thing that we do have control over. We have control over our own space. What I mean is our own frame of mind, the way we able to frame things, the way we're able to approach things. That's what we do have control over. How do we react? How do we position ourselves? How do we transform our space even amidst great darkness? So I think that's our challenge, and that's our opportunity this time of year. One of the blessings we make over the menorah, the second blessing, is Sha'asanisim Lavo Seinu Bayam Mahem Bazmanazeh, that God performed miracles to our ancestors by Yama Mahim in those days, Bazman Hazet, this time. So which was it? What are we thanking God for? Is it for those times or is it for these days? So the simple understanding is it was by Yama Mahim, those days, but Bisman is at this time of year. So meaning it's this time of year, the time of Kislev, time of December, this time of year, this is when it occurred. But there's a much deeper understanding of what Bayam Mahem Bismanaz means. Bayam Mahem Bismanaz can mean, yes, the miracle that they experienced was Bayam Mahem. But it wasn't just because it was Bayam Mahem we commemorate that. It was the spiritual energy that they were tapping into that was saying, we want to unleash light into a dark world. That's the time of year that we are in. We have the capacity to unleash that spiritual light into a dark world. So just like that existed Bayam Mahem, that was, but we exist Bazman Hazet this time as well. That means 2020, 5781, we have the capacity to unleash spiritual energy, spiritual light into a very dark world. But the question is, how do we go ahead and do that? How do we unleash a spiritual light into a dark world? And the answer is, we just start taking baby steps. However we can make a difference, a positive difference, we do that. We call someone up that we haven't seen in a while. We check up on them. We do an act of kindness here, an act of kindness there, and practice generosity here or there. However, we're able to provide goodness. That's the way we bring light into the world. We're able to connect more with our heritage, more with our traditions, more with the Torah, more with godliness. That's the way we bring more light into the world. Hanukkah is about celebrating the spiritual freedoms that we are able to have in this world. It's not easy to celebrate spiritual freedoms when we're involved in such struggle, such darkness, such challenges, so many obstacles, so many different things working against us. But Hanukkah is a time for us to say, enough. We want to tap into the spiritual energy that existed not only thousands of years ago, but exists right now. So ladies and gentlemen, my hope and prayer is that as you gather around the Chanukiah, regardless if you're with a family or you're alone, wherever you are, I want to humbly suggest this following exercise. When we light the menorah tonight or any of the subsequent nights during the holiday of Hanukkah, to think of the following. The fire that we are bringing into the world, it doesn't just have physical properties. You look into it and you realize there's spiritual energy there as well. That spiritual energy, that light can light up the world. That's there's a lot of spiritual and physical darkness now in the world. So let us hope and pray just as we kindle the lamps in our menorah, just as we kindle those candles, that light that we bring into the world should just continue illuminating our days, and let us always fall back on that energy and be inspired by that energy and always continue to find and bring that great light into the world. I wish you all a meaningful, joyous, inspirational, and fulfilling holiday of Hanukkah. Chag Sameach and a good Erev Shabbos.